Hi, I'm Art Kaplan, and I'm at the Division of Medical Ethics at NYU School of Medicine. Well, as I'm presenting this to you, we're in the sad, sad aftermath of the terrible murders in Las Vegas at the Mandalay Bay Hotel of people who attended a concert, dozens and dozens of people killed, something upwards of 550 people wounded. People are wondering, why did that happen? What laws should be passed to prevent it? But I think there's a different issue that we ought to be revisiting. Way back in 1996, Congress, fearful that research might show the importance of restricting gun access in certain ways, passed a law telling the CDC and the NIH no funds for research on gun violence. Now, it's one thing to get into battles about whether or not doctors should talk about guns with their patients. It's another thing to get into fights about whether we should restrict the sale of guns. But oftentimes, what we really need is just basic research to be done, both on what causes gun violence, ways to make guns safer, ways to prevent suicide by gun, and ways to prevent children from getting into trouble with guns. What's the most effective strategies for all of those things? Well, for the past 20 years, we haven't really had very much in the way of research undertaken to solve any of these puzzles. We're basically up against a gigantic public health problem, mass shootings and gun violence all over the United States, nearly every day. We're the only country on earth that seems to be afflicted with this particular terrible problem, and yet we don't understand it, partly because we've taken research on the topic off the table. Now, there are some exceptions. The state of California, for example, has thrown a bit of money into a pot to fund gun research. There are foundations and philanthropic individuals like Michael Bloomberg, who's trying to support research on gun violence. But having the big horses of research, the CDC, the NIH, out of the game really hinders our understanding. And we need that understanding. As I said, we can fight all day long about whether or not it's too easy to buy guns or whether something ought to happen at gun shows or whether or not guns actually are useful in terms of protecting yourself from crime or what kind of training might be best if you're going to buy a gun. On and on that goes. But not knowing the answers to fundamental questions about what motivates people to be violent, what might deter people who are thinking about gun violence, is there any type of psychological or mental health profiling we could do? Without having these sorts of topics studied, and maybe we wouldn't get an easy answer, but maybe we might learn something, then we don't have the tools to have the right debates about what to do about gun violence. So I think it's way overdue to go back, revisit that prohibition that Congress put in and say, look, given the tragedies like the one we saw in Las Vegas, given Newtown, given Columbine, given all sorts of horrific mass shootings from Oregon to Virginia to Nevada, we really have to rethink our fear of trying to understand the basics and the motivations behind gun violence. Operating in the blind is not the way to respond to this horrific problem. I'm Art Kaplan at the Division of Medical Ethics at NYU, and thank you for watching.